Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about magnetic fingers and other body enhancements. Now, largely I've been talking about biological enhancements for the last couple of weeks. Magnetic fingers. Now, if you take a very strong magnet, very tiny one, less than the size of a grain of rice, and insert it under your fingernails or in the tips of your fingers so you can reach out with your hand and feel magnetic fields. Now, as you move your hand, let's say across the wall, you'll be able to feel where the nails are that hold the studs together. You'll be able to feel if a computer is on because of the magnetic field that the computer generates. You'll be able to feel where metal is. You essentially have metal detectors in the tips of your fingers. That's one enhancement you could do. There's a chemical they came up with you can inject in your eye to give you night vision. There are artificial knees and hips, and all your joints can be replaced so that they're much more durable. There's also, of course, problems with that. As with any technology, you go put those little magnets in your fingers and you go near an MRI machine and, well, you're missing the tips of your fingers. All the different things you can do can be used badly. And, of course, we're talking computer interface. And on your ears, they've got cochlear implants in order to cure deafness. Well, you turn those up a bit, and now you've got super hearing. You can also take them where you've got noise canceling. You've got interfaces now they're working on, haven't quite perfected yet, but where your brain can interface with a computer and you can put out questions and type, etc. Well, as we go on that line, very soon they'll be able to put in a small chip in all the leads from your brain to your eyes, to your the rest of your body, your spinal cord, so that you then can go into a virtual world where you are essentially there. Shut down all your actual movements, but you'll be in a virtual world and be able to react and in any shape you want in that virtual world. Because it can be programs where you're a giant, or you're a hobbit, you're a fly, you got 12 legs, you know, anything that you can imagine, you can become in that virtual world. Of course, you're also a prisoner in that virtual world until the computer lets you out. And Terminator is an interesting movie, but the robot that they had shaped like Schwarzenegger didn't have to be shaped like that. The Terminators could have come back as dogs, cats, horses, and as we think of them as animals, yes, but they could have come back as cars, as ATM machines, as chairs, and then you, while you're not looking, the chair moves, kind of like Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. When you're not looking, he's dancing. When you're looking, he's not dancing. So, we can do so much with your body, with technology, but I would caution you, I do not trust mechanical technology. I wouldn't put the magnets in your fingers. I wouldn't put a chip in my head. Cochlear implants are nice to relieve deafness. But there is a biological way to do that by regenerating your nerves in your hearing. You could regenerate the entire hearing area, the canal, the nerves, everything. I would do that. Maintain your biological uniqueness. Do not assimilate into the Borg. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing up.